You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte and from St. John's Episcopal Church, the Reverend Rose Bogle Albritton. Thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you.
Reverend Rose, we are delighted to be talking about the 9th annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. You're going for 10.
Right.
This is an open to everybody event on Thanksgiving Day, and it starts at 11. Go from there.
We start at 11 o'clock with an ecumenical service. It's brief, probably about 20 minutes, and then at 11:30 we start serving dinner, and we serve dinner from 11:30 until 1. Prior to that, we are delivering meals, so the delivery begins around 10 o'clock.
My goodness. This effort is put together by just not one entity. It's everybody pitching in,
right.
and you are sort of the grand poobah.
Right. I write her.
You organize.
Yes.
And one of the things that we want to do today is make sure that volunteers know they are welcome.
Yes.
What do volunteers do for this event?
Well, depending upon when they come in, they do everything from making table decorations to setting tables to packing meals to delivering meals to serving to washing dishes and sweeping the floor after we're finished.
So, and it's open.
Yes.
You don't have to sign up for a certain time period.
No.
You can just show up.
When people show up, they get a job.
Isn't that cool? And also, you can volunteer dessert making.
Yes, we welcome any type of desserts, homemade or otherwise.
And where may we bring the desserts?
To the Murray Banquet Center, which is located next to Fred's, to the right of Fred's, behind Sirloin Stockade. So,
in the shopping center called Bel Air,
yes.
That nobody ever remembers. What's that shopping center's
right.
name? The one with the big cow.
Right.
Or I guess it's a steer. No, okay. What is it? A bull. It's a bull. I never get that right. So there'll be delivery ahead of time, then this grand meal that Ron Gladden cooks for
right.
y'all. Give us the menu.
Turkey and gravy and dressing, mashed potatoes, green beans, corn, rolls, dessert, fruit salad, and cranberry jello salad.
What do you like most about this dinner? Other than the dinnerness of it.
The fact that it brings a lot of different people from the community together, probably people who would never be together in the same room on any day, much less on a holiday. People come for different reasons. Some people come because they really want to volunteer. Some people come because they don't have any place to go on Thanksgiving and they'd rather be with a family, and this is their community family, rather than alone. It's not open only to people who are in financial need, because I think we have to look at need during holidays in a variety of dimensions. And there's a need, a personal need, a need for social interaction, a need for a meal. So they're all a need to volunteer. So there are all kinds of needs being met in the same venue.
And ahead of time, you do take financial donations,
yes.
even though the day of, you don't. You don't
right.
ask for anything
right.
at the door or anything.
Right.
About how much does it take to put on a community dinner?
It usually takes between $700 and $800. This is spent all on the food and the supplies. Ron Gladden does all of the cooking, and he doesn't charge us anything for his labor or any of his staff. So we can do it for a relatively low amount of money because of that graciousness on his part.
For sure. And you generally do your fundraising personally, going around
yes.
board to board.
Yes, I'm a good money beggar, so I let people know. And I think this, again, gives people an opportunity to do something and gives them the chance to support something that truly is a community effort. So it's not been difficult.
And let's go back to delivering meals before the service mm-hmm. begins at the Murray Banquet
right.
Center. To get on the list to have a meal delivered, it's pretty simple.
Right. They just need to call First Christian Church, and this is up till tomorrow, through 2 o'clock tomorrow, and the number there is 753-3824, and they're taking reservations for delivered meals as well as for anyone who might need a ride to the dinner.
And I understand your trusty cell phone is a target for both giving and making reservations,
right,
if need
yes.
be.
And that's 293-9490.
And sometimes you hear it.
Yes, sometimes. Or feel it in my pocket.
Reverend Rose, we're really glad that you could come. And I guess we should reiterate that this is the 9th annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. It's on Thanksgiving Day at the Murray Banquet
right.
Center. Starts with a short ecumenical service at 11, and dinner service starts at 11:30, goes till 1 p.m.
Right.
What else should we add?
Come.
Oh, tablecloths, real
yes, we,
china.
Yes, we use, yes, this is not a styrofoam and plastic dinner. This is a dinner with tablecloths and china and silverware and flowers.
Flowers. And that's a big deal for me.
And we also have, we also ask all of our volunteers and all of our guests to wear name tags so that when you're having, when you're sitting down with someone you don't know, you can have a conversation with them and know their first name because
it helps.
This is your dinner company.
Right? Gosh, how nice. Reverend Rose Bogle Albritton, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and to you too.